This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you sending emails and hitting us up on X or Twitter, whatever it's called. So I really do appreciate the time you do that. Appreciate the time you set aside to do these kind of things. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, will join us after the first break. And got a lot of little legal things I want to hit him with today. It's always good, quick on the draw, as we like to say. And again, you're looking at this, looking at what's going on, and you need legal help. They're calling it lawfare now, which I find amazing. Right? And everything has to be... Can you imagine if you don't have the money to do it? If you were in Trump's shoes to a degree and you didn't have the money to defend yourself, you're done for, right? It's not that hard. Not that hard to figure out, put it that way. They're not giving up. They want you gone. They want you out of the way. 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way you win. It's the way you make sure you get things done, too. All right. Maine. Boy, they're smart people there. Down-to-earth smart people, seriously. Maine's top environmental regulation was rejected. It was electric vehicle mandate. In a surprise vote, the bucking climate concern voiced by eco groups, mostly Democrats, because they're the only ones that care about this place. The Maine Board of Environmental Protection, they turned down the so-called Advanced Clean Cars program. Apparently somebody there did their homework. Think about it. Really, truly think about what it takes to do this. After receiving the overwhelming opposition from stakeholders and citizens, the proposed program would have closely mirrored the regulations approved in California, mandating that at least 51% of new purchases in the state be electric by 2028, and 82 by 2032. What if the people just don't want them? You're going to force it on them? That ain't right. You know it ain't right. Excuse me, you know it isn't right. The Maine Board of Environmental Protection received nearly 1,800 comments from the people of Maine. 2/3 of the population, eh? I'm just kidding. Nearly 84% were not in favor of this. Right, you're talking about an EV mandate. You're forcing people, A, they got to pay more in electricity. They have to have the device installed to charge the car. They have to make their make sure that their electric panel can handle it. This might be to drive people off of farms. I don't know. So anyway, of the 1,800 comments for the people in Maine, nearly 84% were not in favor of the EV mandate. And it's about to tell you, at least here, the people were listened to. We don't see it that often. Sincerely. According to BEP filings earlier this year, the state received a total of 1,783 public comments letters with just 287 in support. Among the stake... Oh, God. I could have a field day with this. I'm not going to. It'll be nice. Among the stakeholders who filed opposition letters, the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturing Association, well, Maine's Automotive Dealers Association, of course, and Democrat Maine Representative Jared Goldman, or Golden, you know, he spoke up. He said affordable transportation is a requirement, not a luxury. You know, that's what happens in these, you know, these wealthy states, if you would, or wealthy cities. They think because they can buy an electric car, they think because they can make this happen, because they have the money to maintain it, they have the money to put the equipment in they need for it. They actually believe that everybody does. So they don't even think about this stuff when it happens. And then when the regulatory gets a hold of it, the regulation agencies, there's no other word for this. I know some of you don't like what I use this word, but they just, they go stupid. Full-blown stupid. Critics of aggressive EV requirements warned that the main power grid is currently unequipped to handle, no kidding. You saw one of the most technology-advanced states, right? California. They're not able to handle it either. According to the Alliance for Automotive Innovation, a group that represents major automakers, 6% of the total car purchases in Maine last year were electric or plug-in and hybrid. And the national average is down at 9%. More than a dozen states have successfully adopted California's EV mandate regulations. This is why I have to be so careful. You guys make fun of it and you don't think it's a big deal. That's why I keep saying to you, watch California. Watch what California does. It's going to end up in your backyard whether you like it or not. It's ridiculous. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus right after the break.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Mazzina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, you know, truly being engaged and being involved, okay? It's that simple. Having a little trouble connecting to Brad. I'm sure we'll get to him here in a minute or two. We've got a bunch of stories to try to get through. I never really get through them all the way. And the thing that we've got going on around us, you got to pay attention to. The Nancy Pelosi, I don't know if you caught this, she bought up $5 million in what they call a data brick, or data brick stocks for big tech portfolios. What does she know that we don't know? Now, she invested up to $5 million in a San Francisco-based company, adding to her successful portfolio of big tech. Now, documents revealed Pelosi's transactions with privately held Databricks, which is a software company based on AI technology. It took place on March 3rd. It was disclosed on March 21st. And Databricks is just the latest newcomer to Pelosi's long list of companies. But there's eight major names that she has invested $16 million in since 2022. Right. And she has not broken any laws by buying and selling stocks. Many of the Americans and governmental officials see the investments as conflicts of interest. And she has access to confidential intelligence and the power to impact these businesses. Yes, she does. She gets inside information on these. Because they get checked out ahead of time. Right. Oh, the information on these companies gets checked out ahead of time. It's just, again, just amazing, isn't it? And so she gets to make all kinds of money hand over fist. And we don't get none of that information. But, hey, no problem. Just amazing. All right. I told you, I like the rapid fire stories. I don't like to hang too long. All over the nation, you can see media. The media sees it. They're talking about the economy is fine, inflation is down, unemployment is down. Really, the trouble is for a lot of Americans, that just doesn't match. It doesn't match what they're seeing at the supermarkets. It doesn't match what they're seeing anywhere, really. Right, gas stations, supermarkets, at work, even they're not getting paid the money they should be getting paid. For instance, adding a 16-year-old to one's auto insurance policy is often nearly painful, right? It's almost as painful as a divorce. This is how bad it's getting. You look here in California, some people's policies have doubled in price. And not only have they doubled in price, right? Some policies are being canceled altogether. Go find your own kind of thing. Because they can't, I learned today that some of the regulations put in place against these insurance companies, California is the only state where they can't look forward to see the trends that are happening and price accordingly, charge accordingly. No, they're just stuck, and it depends on what the government tells them they can and can't do. I won't name the insurance companies that can't substantiate this. But last week, the writer says their insurance company, blah, 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 which is regarded as an affordable carrier, is only available to veterans and their families. They informed us that a policy would rise to $7,400, and that was a year, if we added my teenage son. Now, inflation is at 3.2%, right, February. That's according to the data released this week. And for most Americans, it feels much higher. And yet, Joe Biden had the guts to promote his abysmal record in New Hampshire last week. Right? He used the words, lowering costs for American families. Wow. He really believes that, but that's kind of goofy, right? He believes about everything at this point in time. He believes whatever they tell him. Auto insurance has risen 20.6% in the last year. Right, there's been a spike. You can't get away from it. When Jimmy Carter, back in 76, with Jimmy Carter, another Democrat president who was undone by inflation, right? The homeowner's insurance has risen from $3,300 to $5,900 in some areas. Did researching for new insurance policies, but the pickings are slow. That's right. You know, in some of these areas, you only have two insurance companies. Or you have one insurance company and the state. which is scary in and of itself. Insurance prices, well, you know, they're put together by several things. One is inflation. There's a huge regional variation. You'd have to be, some of the stuff you look at, you need to be a NASA scientist to know how to read these things. This is according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, too. This isn't a right-wing publication. At least last I checked, it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? He went on to say, luckily, I purchased my home. I now live in 2019 with a 3.5% interest rate. 7% is typical now. Oh, you see it in California. You have starter homes in the areas that I live in L.A. County. You know, they start at $600,000. Right, think about that. They start at $600,000. How is that a starter home? According to Zillow, the income level needed to comfortably afford a home in the U.S. has increased 80% from $59,000 to $106,000 since January of 2020. Yeah, but nobody wants to say anything, right? So say that again. I'm just trying to figure out who is president or who is president, right? The income level needed to comfortably afford a home in the U.S. has increased 80% from $59,000 to $106,000. Biden touted failing health care costs in New Hampshire and, indeed, inflation figures suggested that health insurance has dropped by nearly 20%. But you know what? Not much of a savings. You're getting less service, less coverage, and no, it hasn't dropped that much. Again, we'll talk about more of this on the side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says the federal government will cover the costs of rebuilding Baltimore's Key Bridge, which collapsed following a collision with a cargo ship overnight.
We're going to spend all the federal resources they need as we respond to this emergency.
Biden called the event a tragic accident and said there's no evidence to suggest any deliberate wrongdoing. Following its debut on Wall Street Tuesday morning under the ticker symbol DJT, shares in former President Trump's social media company surged by over 50%. Reports indicate that Trump's net worth skyrocketed to $6.5 billion following the surge in stock price. For the time being, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been spared extradition to the U.S., where he faces charges related to spying. A court in London made that ruling Tuesday, stipulating that the U.S. government must furnish a set of assurances within 3 weeks regarding Assange's First Amendment rights. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation so you're part of the solution. It's the way it works. It's the way we all win. Right? I mean, there's no other way to say it. It's kind of like, you guys have got to get informed. This is getting worse. Because you're hearing people spew things that aren't true. They don't work. Anyway, as I said, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, always, this is perfect. Now, Mr. Biden, you know, we're talking about Mr. Biden's economic plan here, right? And the Dems screaming to everybody, hey, the economy's fine. Why isn't Biden getting more credit for it? Yet, well, he is. They just don't like the credit that he's getting for it. Or the kind of credit that he's getting for it. Everywhere you look, I don't care if it's gasoline, insurance, groceries, all of that has gone up quite a bit, hasn't it? Under Biden. Interest rates, mortgage payments. Mr. Biden touted the failing health care costs in New Hampshire, right? Inflation is driving that up. Much of this saving is confined to the 21 million Americans who have insurance through the Affordable Care Act. So he's touting the Affordable Care Act as being less expensive, and that proves that the cost of health care is down for 21 million Americans. We have private health care insurance, right? Most of the time it's subsidized by an employer. And you're getting decent health care for not a lot of money. This one particular person says that the employer's portion of the tab for her insurance has skyrocketed 21% from $1,600 to $2,000 a year. Her portion remains at $600. I mean, come on. Telling me this isn't happening on purpose, and they're driving the cost of this up on purpose? It's really, truly, I mean, honestly, guys, it's getting out of control. You got to start voting for people that are going to bring the cost down. That are going to. You need a total reset. I don't know how you do that. I'm telling you the truth. Democrats are going to blame Republicans. Republicans are blame Democrats. Look at what's happening out there. Look at some of the bills that are being brought forward, even from Republicans. Apparently, you don't know the Republicans anymore. They don't care. Just nuts. And supposedly, you heard, what was it, last Friday, Thursday? Biden said under his administration, the economy added 15 million jobs. Where's his evidence? What is he looking at? Where is he pulling the numbers from? The U.S. economy added 15 million jobs between the time U.S. President Joe Biden took office and February 2024. What's true about this is as the U.S. economy kept on recovering from COVID, it gained, all right, almost 15 million jobs. However, 9 million of those jobs were lost during the pandemic, actually even more than that. So if you really want to get technical about it, the gain was 5.5 million. In March 2024, they claimed that 15 million jobs had been created since the U.S. President Joe Biden took office. It's just not true. Now, the claim has repeated by the U.S. Department of Commerce, the White House, Vice President Kamala Harris, or President Kamala Harris, depends on who you ask, and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Some of them included in their posts. I mean, again, they keep, they know it's a lie. They're not stupid people. Come on. This number didn't get thrown out there. They've just believed it. They know what the true numbers are. The unemployment rate had stayed below, let me see if I got this right. So, some of them included in their post that the unemployment rate had stayed below 4% since February 2022, the longest stretch in more than 50 years. This is what the White House put out. They know it's not true. And yet they still put, because they know most people won't do the homework. They won't take a look at it. And she puts it out, you know, Harris puts it out there. It's got to be true, right? In February 2020, just before COVID-19 pandemic reached the U.S., 152 million people were employed. 2 months later, that number had dropped by 21 million to 130 million. By the time the former President Donald Trump left office, more than half of those jobs had been recovered. It took 17 more months until June of 2022 for the U.S. economy to recover the remaining 9 million jobs lost during the pandemic. So those businesses reopened, came back, or what have you. So why does he get credit for that? It's 5.5 million jobs as of February 2024, real jobs. Now, data now from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, it shows the U.S. economy has been strong overall under Biden. However, for instance, the government reported that 275,000 jobs had been added to the economy in February 2024 compared to the previous month. But unemployment rates overall rose by 0.2%. Or, I'm sorry, rose 0.2% to 3.9%. So just, I got to believe somebody's playing with numbers here. I'm sorry. Further, the economy grew 3.1% in 2023, a year that 85% of the economists in a survey expected would end in a recession. Yeah, something, you know, I did this story. I wish I could go back and get it. But I did this story a couple of weeks ago. You see these numbers that come out, and they're always revised about 2 months later. So you don't get to see them because you're not paying attention anymore. You were paying attention for that week, for that month, all the noise around it, and then all of a sudden, you let it go. If you go back and look, you find out a lot of these numbers have been you know, redone, reset, and adjusted accordingly to make more sense. You can find all this. I know some of you are not going to do it. I'm boring, whatever, whatever. But you can find all of these on the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It'll give you all this information. How many jobs came in, how many jobs went out, how many people filed for unemployment, what areas they filed unemployment for. I'm not going to do it. Sorry. I do enough of this stuff already. And there's articles out there. Why were so many economists so wrong about the recession? Part of the problem is that the government, again, quietly, secretly, under the table, whatever, however you want to call it, they're propping up the stock market. In some cases, they're making it easier to get money, for businesses to get money. I mean, that's not natural. That doesn't just happen. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You can always ask me a question, too, if you want me to bring somebody on, specific story you want me to hit on. Send me an email to joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com. And I very much appreciate the time that you guys spend with me, the time you take to be with me. To me, it's a big deal. I don't know about you. Anyway, can I do this? Yeah. The Oak Grove High School football team. They've adopted a terrific model for the last year. The team agreed on God, team, and me. It was a reminder to put God in their lives first, to make sure that the main thing is the main thing. Right? Now, you know that didn't make some people happy. So, to make sure the thing is that God is the main thing in your life, a bunch of atheists from Wisconsin, you know these, do I have to tell you who they are? You already know who they are, right? They're the Freedom From Religion Foundation, or I lovingly refer to them as Freedom From Religion Freaks. Anytime it has to do with God, anything that has to do with God, any mention of God, sends them into orbit. We come back, we'll finish this up, we'll talk about what happened to the football team when we return here on the Joe Messina Show.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, more craziness in the world. I mean, just amazing. So, no problem with putting up all kinds of sexually oriented signs. No problem with, having pole dancers show up at your kid's elementary school. No problem with drag queens. Not just doing reading, but, dancing and doing wonderful dances in front of your elementary school children. But heck, the school football team who decide, the kids who decide, right, that they want to adopt a motto for their team called God, Team, and Me. That's just uncalled for. You can't do it. And the Freedom for Religion freaks are not going to have any part of it. They're not going to allow that to happen. So it was a reminder to put God first. This is what these kids were looking for. But those atheists, again, they objected to the word God. And the funny thing about it was they, again, keep referring to Jefferson's letter about a separation of church and state, but in reality, it has nothing to do with the Constitution. But we over the years, they've accepted it's worked its way in. It's just like the word democracy, right? It's worked its way into the system. We are not a democracy. We accept it. We accept the word. We use the word. Even Republicans, quote-unquote, staunch conservative Republicans, use the word democracy, and they know we're not. Shouldn't be. Imagine the time when atheists would demand to know of school teachers, are you now or have you ever been a member of a Baptist church? Can you imagine them asking that question? Would that be okay? Now, the Freedom for Religion freaks have accused the head coach of infusing football program with Christianity and with also being affiliated with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Wow. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes are in many, many, many schools across the country. That's terrible, isn't it? The atheists fired off a number of complaints. They were upset that the message had been painted on the wall inside the football team locker room. Ooh. And that it was embroidered on the shirts and other athletic apparel. Now, even more triggering to these guys was a playoff hoodie inscribed with a Bible verse. Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Now, apparently, if they didn't, maybe, well, I don't know for sure. Maybe if they didn't put the verse number on there, these guys would have no clue what it was, right? They went on to say that the Jefferson County School must ensure that the school sponsored religious coercion ends and ends now. Whoa. So strong. They demanded the coach must immediately cease engaging in religious activity or otherwise promote his personal religious beliefs in his role as football coach. Now, the religious display in the locker room has to be removed, they said. The apparel cannot include religious messaging going forward. All coaches and staff should be instructed regarding their obligations as public school employees. Apparently, these people aren't aware. Or they're aware to the point they want to be aware. How about that way? That the Supreme Court already ruled in a case involving a high school coach from Washington State that coaches are not required to leave their religious beliefs at the schoolhouse door. The district must see to it that players are not being required to pray or to play or otherwise expected to wear clothing with religious slogans or walk past religious signage. Well, that's nowhere. That's never been ruled on by the Supreme Court in that fashion. They just want God out of everything. I don't know why something for them that doesn't exist scares them so much. Anybody want to help me with that? Really? And they're all over the... They'll drive through a town. And you know this. You see it all over the place. They'll drive through a town, and if they see something that even resembles a cross, that they perceive might be a cross, or perceive that you might perceive it's a cross, they want it gone. Right? Never to be seen again. Get it out of there. We don't want to know about it. I'm sorry. I do find it amusing. The school district at this point seems to be inclined to back the coaches and the players. They went on to say, we received a letter from Freedom from Religion Foundation, and we're reviewing it. It's according to Superintendent Walter Goslin. You know, I'm hoping they stand by this and they get good legal counsel. However, the Jefferson County Board of Education is on record as fully supporting the right of its students and all its members of the education community to pray and engage in voluntary religious expression in school settings. As I wrote, you know, I mean, you just got to pay attention to this. This is happening in local schools around you. They're making noise, and the school boards back down. They don't have to back down. All right? I mean, that really, that simple. They don't have to back down. They can stay with it. Maybe if we stop giving up so easy, things will have a whole different meaning. No, really. 855 Real Joe. I can't say that when I do that. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I truly appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air here in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, I was reading an article. I gotta go grab it again in a minute. But I was reading an article about how foreclosures in this country. And you guys pick up on this? Foreclosures in this country are up 50%. 50%. I mean, that's a big deal. I don't care who you are. That's a big deal. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. When you talk about the foreclosures that are rising across the country, some states are handling the problem better than others, right? Simply, the explanation for that is more and more people are struggling to afford the cost of living. Just living, not just paying their mortgage. Got to get to work. Gas is higher. On the way home, got to pick up groceries for the kids. I don't know. How much can you put in the cart? You're not making as much money as you used to. You're paying more in taxes. Money's not going as far. Does anybody honestly remember this as an issue under Donald Trump? Anybody? Now, home foreclosures rose again in February as Americans continue to grapple with the ongoing cost of living. According to a new report published by real estate data provided ATTOM, which found that there were almost 33,000 properties in February with foreclosure filings, which included default notices, scheduled auctions, and bank repossessions. That's an 8% increase from the prior year. Now, the annual uptick in U.S. foreclosure activity hints at shifting dynamics within the housing market. Right? These trends could easily signify evolving financial landscapes. Homeowners, you know, they've got to make adjustments. Look, insurance is skyrocketing. Interest is skyrocketing. Food is skyrocketing. Gas is skyrocketing. How are you going to afford a home? So when they say the American dream is unattainable, it's not because of the American people. Well, I guess it is because they're voting these schlocks in. No, it's becoming unattainable because of what the government's doing to you. It's becoming unattainable because of how much it costs you to live based on what the government regulations they put in place. Right? How much harder it is for businesses to give you raises, to hire more people. I mean, I get it. Sometimes you had to work too. I had to do it. You had to work two jobs to feed your family. Right? All through my life with my kids, there's been times where I had to work two jobs or an extra job or give some things up. Today, housing affordability is the worst that it's been in decades. Between the spike in home prices and mortgage rates, right, the typical salary required nationwide for a homeowner is up, now they say it's up to $106,000. In my area, it's probably closer to $150,000 to $180,000. We're not rich. It's not like I live in one of those areas. I'm going to tell you what. I don't think I've seen a Rolls Royce in the area in forever, or a Lamborghini for that point. This is a 61% increase from just 4 years ago in these same areas through Zillow. Whether you trust them or not, the numbers are the numbers. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up at the top of the hour. You've been listening to Joe Mancini's show. We will be back in just a few minutes. Heat up your coffee and come on in.
Right now.